Okay. So the svara we mentioned yesterday, just to briefly review, is it comes out according to the Ri, the way he learns the sugya, the tam doesn't move from chaticha to chaticha if it's outside of the rote. So that's why that chaticha will be usher, nothing else will be usher. But the question becomes, what about the tam of the basar itself? If you hold chaticha nasas nevela, then the tam of the basar itself should be a problem, not just the tam of the chalav. So that's where he lays down his principle that that even though you hold chaticha nasas nevela, it's not going to aser where the iser itself can't go. Okay. So the question we raised, though, is here the iser is basar b'chalav. And the tam of the chalav is what makes... No, so if you're going to say it like this. So notice you're losing a major feature of the idea of chaticha nasas nevela, which is that it actually gets turned into iser atzma. Because that would be impossible according to his shita, according to the way he learns the rest of the Gemara. Because then, if the basar is his ratzma, so then why isn't the time of the basar a problem? So so in order to resolve that problem, he has to learn that it's not that chaticha nasavel doesn't mean that the basar becomes his ratzma. So then, what does it mean? So we raise the problem. But if you're going to say it just means while they're in the condition of Isser, that you have to treat them both as Isser, that doesn't hold true, because the condition of the Isser is that the milk is in the same time to the Basar. And once the Basar comes out and the time is negligible to the rest of the Tarobas, so that should be Batal. In other words, the mixture of Basar B'cholav that creates Isser is a mixture of Nesinas time. So that doesn't exist anymore. As you're going to say, as long as the original tarovus is existent, you'll have chaticha nasas nevela. That's very good, but it should be the original tarovus of Isser. The original tarovus of Isser was in the Sinas Tam. So neither of the extremes work out. So that's what we want to say like this. So what's the idea of chaticha nasas nevela according to the Ri HaZaken, according to Ben Yitzchok? It's that the tarovas, when you have a tarovas of iser, that the chalos shame of iser on the tarovas is fixed, and as long as it still partakes of the shame of the original tarovas, both components together are considered one entity of Isser. The original entity of Isser that was forged by the Tarovas is never undone. Okay? So it doesn't matter now that the Basar and the Cholav, it doesn't matter now that the Cholav is not enough to be in those same time to the Basar. So even a Mashu, even if there's only a Mashu, it still means that it still is essentially the same entity of a Nisarev. And that entity of the Taroves has the shame Isser. So that's the idea of Basar B'chalav, that the Chalos shame Isser on the Taroves is never removed, even though the original conditions that brought it about are changed. The only thing that will undo it is undoing the Taroves itself. In other words, the difference between a taroves of an asinas tam and a mashu, according to this way of going, is just a quantitative difference. It still has the shame of the taroves. It's just one of the components is in a much smaller ratio. But reducing the components as far as you want doesn't remove the shame of the taroves. So that's the halacha, that the shame iser adheres to the taroves permanently. But if the Tarovus itself is undone, then there's another entity. Then there's nothing to talk about. It's another entity. So that's his idea. If you have, it doesn't matter. Then the only question, according to the Ri, is whether you still have a Tarovus here. So it doesn't matter that very little milk is going to move into with the meat. As long as some milk moves with the meat, you still have a Tarovus that has a shame isser going into the pot. So he's gonna have to say, this is what the other Rishonim don't like about it. Is you're gonna have to say a funny factual lekimta that absolutely no tam of the cholov moves from chaticha to chaticha. Right? Absolutely no tam moves from chaticha to chaticha. Because if any amount goes, it doesn't matter how little, it's still a problem of a nisarev. So that's why he says that's why you don't have the succession of klipas becoming usher. Because if you really held Fatiha Nasa's Nevela, now he wants to bring a raya to his Shita. If you really held Fatiha Nasa's Nevela, means that it becomes Isser Atzma, independent of the Shame Taroves. So then why doesn't one klipa asser the klipa next to it, and the klipa next to it, and the klipa next to it, till it comes out to the other side? Right? And also, why is it that... So he says, you must say that the Isser doesn't go past the klipa. It's true that the busser of the klipa will send tam of its own to the next klipa, and ad infinitum. But the tam of the Isser doesn't go past the klipa. The time of the issue doesn't go there. And also by dam, how come you can eat meat that still has the salt of the malicha? As a matter of fact, that's why kosher chicken always wins awards, because the saltiness is improves the taste. So problem is though, if the salt, it also improves the moisture. If the salt became treif from the milk, from the meat, from the dam, the salt becomes chaticha nas from the dam, and the salt is isser atzma. So as long as you taste it, there's no bittel of shishin by salt. As long as you taste it, it's asr. So why is it that we're allowed to eat meat that we salt? Funny kind of a question. But why is it that we're allowed to eat meat? That what can we see from the fact that we can eat meat that we salt? Is a better way to put it. You see that the salt itself doesn't become nevela. And the blood never goes back in. Malicha is a process that's polate dam. It doesn't put dam back in. But we said, and this is something to keep in mind that for a later date, that according to the Ri, if you would take the bloody salt and put it into a large pot of a large kedera, it would all be usher. It would all be usher, right? Because as long as you taste the salt, there's dam ma'urav in it, it's all usher. It's only because it absolutely filters the dam from the salt. That's the only way that it's going to be mutter going in. Okay? What's the main point over here? Now, it's factually speaking, how does it all come down from the Mishnah to the Svaras? That he holds the Mishnah is one case. Is it that the Svaras tell him, force him to do that, or is it or something else made him decide the Mishnah is one case? I don't know. That would take a lot of Ian to think into. But the Mishnah, taking the Mishnah as one case, then everything comes out like this. That what? Then it's going to come out that without doing Nira Sakedera, nothing happens. Right? That's going to have to come out. That because you're Menar the Kedera, that's what transfers Isser. Right? And you're also going to have to say that what? So therefore you're going to have to say, therefore you're going to have to conclude that Basa B'Cholav is that Chaticha Nas Level is limited to the phenomenon of the Tarovus itself. And the Nesar never moves on to Isser Atzma. And also, what about the question of what the Tarovus is itself? Then it also has an impact on that Svara, right? Because now that he's saying that what? This is somewhat tangentially related. I'm not sure if it's necessary or not. But according to him, you view what the elements of the Tarovus are based on how much the Isser will spread. The Isser will spread, that's sort of like a self-definition. What the Isser is Nisariv with is what it will eventually reach. Right? So therefore, since he holds the Isser will never spread past the Chaticha it falls on, that's what makes it that's what makes the Chaticha the makom of the Tarovus, right? But if the Chaticha were half in the Rotev and half out of the Rotev, then all of the time would spread. from the milk. And then you wouldn't need shishim, then you'd only need shishim in the whole kedera. Right? You would only need shishim in the entire kedera. Yeah. You'd only need shishim in the entire kedera. Okay.
Did he say that it got absorbed by the first piece and then you were near, or is that like,
yeah, right?
How is it transferred? Why is it transferred to the roof and not?
Oh, because if you're menayer, he learns the Mishnah's two stages, right? First, so the second stage of near does spread the chalav everywhere, because the rotave, because now it's juiced, now it's in the juice and it's cooking. That's the rotave is always a universal phenomenon of spreading tam. Oh, and one other thing comes out from the shita. You're going to have to say now that even though you have two pieces that are just cham b'cham, not inside of a rotave, if they're on top of a cooking pot, the moisture and the heat from the cooking pot will act as a mispashet. It acts like a modified rotif. Enough to be mispashe the cholav throughout the chaticha, but not enough to bring it all the way through the pot. A lot of facts, a lot of kimtas against
the
chaticha. It won't take it to the second chaticha, but it will spread it through the entire chaticha itself. Because normally, if you just had a hot piece of meat and a drop of milk fell on it, you would say it's just a klipa, it's just asher kedei klipa or kedei netila. But the Mishnah says the whole chaticha. So why is that happening? So it has to be, according to him, that the lechos of the lecham, even though it's not in rotev, the heat of the underlying, the heat of the rot, the heat of the taro of the kedera and the steam will have that effect. What's that? Yes, that's enabling you to say that the taroves is the entire chaticha and the milk, not just the kedei netila of the. Right, so it has a plus and a minus. You have more chance to be mevatel, but you also have more chance to asher. Right, that's the way it always is. What does Efshar? Okay, so now he's bringing up. Now that Ron is critical of this shita, right? He says because since we hold chaticha as nasas nevela, the Efshar l'sochto asher chlomar. Efshar l'sochto is one of those difficult things to define. Go ahead, klomar.
Klomar. Shafilu hayda efshar l'iser sheyizchat v'yatza mechaticha zu. Afilu hachin hachaticha asura.
Okay, so what does efshar l'sochto asur mean? Physics, literally, what does efshar l'sochto mean? You can squeeze it out. It's possible to squeeze it out. Efshar l'sochto asa. So how would you actually define it? Let's see, a good translation. Efshar l'sochto asa. Go ahead, from beginning to end.
There's a piece of meat that is possible to squeeze the kisser
and nevertheless
it's
out. Okay. So you'll say, if it is possible to squeeze the original isser out, nevertheless it remains asa. Okay.
And you squeeze it out?
Right. That's what I was trying to get at. A little bit of an ambiguity in that statement. Right? Why doesn't it just say, if you get rid of the isser, it's still usser? Something strange about that whole way it's stated. Like, just because it's possible, it sounds like it's enough. Efshar l'sochto. Right. In other words, let's put it this way. Are they arguing about whether it's possible? Is the question whether it's possible to squeeze this or out? Or is the question whether it matters to squeeze this or out? But what's the other side of the coin? Efshar l'sochto is mutter. Right, so Efshar l'sochto osur and Efshar l'sochto mutter. So that's what the. It doesn't say Efshar l'sochto osur and E Efshar l'sochto. It doesn't say Efshar l'sochto is mutter and E Efshar l'sochto is osur. Right, it means to say that even if you could remove the original isser, it doesn't matter, it's still osur. So now this becomes a problem though. Isn't that just another way of saying Chaticha Nasas Nevela? Right? That's always the question. What's the difference between Esher Sof Dov Zasser and Chatzicha Nasas Mevel? All right. There's no really good answer to that. Go ahead. So what's he saying? Saying sin, but the Gemara starts off. And we have no choice but to sort of take it in an out of order way. But the next piece of the Gemara goes into that question: does Rav hold Efshel Softo as Mutter, or does he hold Efshel Softo as Asa? Did you take a, did you get a chance to see that a little bit?
Because it's not a question. Right after,
yeah, that's exactly what the Ron asks on the next daf. Takes him about a daf to answer the question. Now. But we'll have to think about it. Go ahead. But anyway, what's his point over here? He's saying, since we hold Efshel Softo as Asur, meaning to say, even if it's possible for the Isur to come out, so that's how Rav holds. Go ahead, Kevin Shekane.
Kevin Shekane, Hare Kol Ma Shechaticha Zu Shel Heter, Poletes, Isser of Gomer. The Hamrinan, Da Filu Hede Esher Lissa Sheyizgad Min Haheter, Da Filu Hachi Aser. The Kevin Shehu Kibgufa Isser, Lamalo Teasor, Haberta Bukitasar.
He has a big problem. I mean, it sounds like the Re just doesn't know the Gemara over there. That he's saying it's obvious. So that's exactly what the argument of Efshel Softo is also. So since the Gemara says Rav holds that way, Efshel Softo is also. So isn't that what it means? That even though the Isser comes out, the Chaticha remains also. The Chaticha remains also. So if that's the case, that means to say that the Chaticha is like Isser Atzma. If the Chaticha is like Isser Atzma, so then, all you should care about is the time of the buser itself.
There's no heter juice, that's right.
There's no heter juice, that's right. Even if just buser comes out, so that would just be like removing the iser from the heter. But that's Efshel Softo is also, right? Yeah, Danny. Go ahead. No, so the Ron disagrees. He says, no, everything that Efshel Softo Aser and Chaticha Nasa Nevela mean that the Heter becomes Isser. The Heter becomes Isser. I said, how do we eat the meat that has salt in it? So he's going to have to say there's really no Isser. He's going to have to say there's really no Isser. So why can't we just eat that salt? He's going to have to say it's a separate Isser to eat that salt. But the salt itself is not, the Dam is really not Isser anymore. The Dam itself is not Isser. No? I'm not reading that wrong. It's Nisraf, he says. It's Kol of Nisraf. In other words, it's like, it would be similar to like the difference between Hagala and Libun, right? Hagala just exudes the Tam. Hagala forces the Tam of the Kli to come out, right? So if you do Hagala, you have to have Shishim in the water against the Tam, because otherwise the Tam will come out and go back in, right? If it's a Ben Yom. But it doesn't affect the Tam. Hagala doesn't affect the Tam. But Libun is considered to be a Kliya. It's considered to destroy the Tam. It's a different type of a process. It doesn't just not poly the Tam, it destroys the Tam. So apparently he's learning that the Heter of Malicha is a matir. It's interesting. That's an old, famous old question, you know. Is Malicha a matir? Is Malicha a matir? Or is it just removing the Isser? Or is it like a matir of the Maisa Malicha? It's a separate matir. Or is it really Dam that you're... It's just like physically there's Isser in the Basra and you got to get rid of it. Or is it a separate din? It's a matir of Malicha itself.
How does matir operate?
Making the Dam okay?
No, I never thought of it that way. You always think it's talking about the Basra. But maybe he has some idea like that here too. I don't know. It's getting a little wild. But that's what he's saying. Well, I mean, the thing is like this. Midoraisa, Dam is not such a simple Isser. Not such a simple Isser, Dam. Why? There's something unique about the Isser Dam that you don't find in normal Machol Suras. What is that? First of all, there are like five kinds of Dam. But other than that, what's unusual about Dam, about the Isser Shel Dam? There's a certain... It's only Usser if it's in its natural state, really. If it's cooked, it's Mutter. Dam that's Mavushal is Mutter Midraisim. Okay? Because it's really an Isser, it's an Isser of... it's not a regular Machol Suras. It has to do with the primitive practice of dam. So it has to be dam that's roy for a certain the dam that's perceived and that has a certain quality of life. That's why the dam that comes out with the neshama has a certain quality. There are certain levels of dam. Dam in the veins, a different level, and then eventually dam that's just in the basar is actually mutter. It's only usher when it's porish, when it comes out of the basar. So you could take raw meat and eat it without malicha. But so it could be they hold like this: that midaraisa, the melach is destroys it, and then it removes the isadaraisa, and there's no gzera, and even though it might be a gzera on eating it now, it doesn't make it into a it's not like a chefta shalisser anymore in terms of chaticha nasas the melach. But I don't know. So it's, I'm not sure. Let's go on. Yeah. So it could be right, saying that midraisa is going to nullify the dam, like a bishul. But I mean, midrabbani can't eat dam as a bishul. But it could be that the dam of melicha itself doesn't have the property of chafsa shalisser anymore. I don't know. Let's go on. Say more? No. Okay, so now the Ran is alluding to his own sheet later on, that he spends a lot of time working out. But what's his sheet? Can you just glean what his sheet is over here? This is another big machlokus now. a lot of machlokus coming up. What is his sheet basically? About chatich nasavela? Okay, but more generally, what is chatich nasavela? That's a specific, based on the more general reason. No. Simple.
Huh? Also, it's the status of Isser from Taros. Not that the Taros.
No. Why are you ignoring what he says? You learn it from Basar Bacholov. In other words, the Ran is of the opinion that midoraisa there's no chaticha nasvela other than Basar Bacholov. It's a very beautiful position that he has over here. Problem is, where do you get chaticha nasa tevela from? Is it the raisa itself, or is it the rabbanon? So the Ran holds that the only time with the raisa that you have chaticha nasa tevela is by basar b'cholov. Why? Because there they really become isur atzma. Right? You have heter and heter, and it's a new phenomenon of creating Isser. So once Basar is Mevushal with Cholov, that creates Isser Atzman, the Basar and in the Cholov. Right? As the Gemara says later, if you had a half a Kezias of Basar and a half a Kezias of Cholov, you get Malkus. Because they both become Isser. They both become a new shame of Isser. So that's the real true phenomenon of Basar B'Cholov. He holds everything else is just what? Everything else is just what? It's just the isser of the just an isser of eating the particular isser, and meurav is just a hechi timtza of eating chaylev. Okay, I can't eat chaylev. So if chaylev gets mixed in with my grisim, am I eating chaylev? All depends. We'll have to see. But there's no new isser of grisim. Grisim, you know, grisim is grits. Grits. It's a common case. It comes up a lot. Greasing, right, Nissan? You ever eat grits? So, it's like a porridge. It's like a porridge made from cracked grains. Like an oatmeal. Okay, so porridge doesn't help you any. So anyway, there's no new Heftz of Isser. There's no new Heftz of Isser in Shari Surah. It's just eating chelev mixed in with grisim, eating iser mixed in with heter. But the heter doesn't become iser, right? The heter doesn't become iser. So midaraisa, but so therefore it holds that what's the din of chaticha nasas nevela by shari surim? That's called by shari surim, by other surim. What's the din of chaticha nasas nevela by shari surim? It's a gzera. It's a gzera from basar b'chalav. That's how he learns it. It's a gzera from basar b'chalav. But this is where it becomes interesting. So since it's a gzera from basar b'chalav, what does he hold? We only learn it from Basar B'Cholav. That's where it is in the Torah. Kemosha Farish Bisu Bafaneinu B'Siyata D'Shmaya. Ein Omrim Kein Eladumya De Basar B'Cholav. Derech Bishul. Right, we've dealt with that idea. The Ein De Basar B'Cholav Klipa Min Torah. Amazing idea you have here. There's no Isser Basar B'Cholav on a Klipa. The Derech Bishul Asra Torah Bedafka. So why can't you have a Basar B'Cholav in a Klipa? Why can't you have a, but anyway, just form, in terms of the format, he's saying, since we derive it from Basar B'Cholav, we extend it from Basar B'Cholav, therefore, I mean, this is an interesting concept, therefore we're only going to extend it to cases where it could have been that the process lends itself to creating Basar B'Cholav. Even though we're not dealing with Basar B'Cholav anymore, we're dealing with Chelev. You only take over the system of Chaticha Nasas Nevela completely in its form that it has by Basar B'Cholav. We don't apply the concept of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. We actually move the structure of Chaticha Nasas Nevela to Shari Surim. So if in a case of Basar B'Cholav it would not make Basar B'Cholav, then in Shari Surim it would not make Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Let's take a simple case. Malicha. You have very salty milk, meat, and you mix it with milk. Right? So that will not make Basar B'Cholav because it's not Bishul. Right? Or if you soak meat in milk, it will not make Basar B'Cholav because it's not Bishul. But in terms of Shari Surim, it will create an ear of Tom, right? It will create an ear of Tom, correct? So, but he holds that since it's learned from Basar B'Cholav itself, it won't create a Chaticha Nasas Nevela by Shari Surim. Right? Won't create a Chaticha Nasas Nevela by Shari Surim. You'll only view it as Isser mixed with your Heter. So you could wring it out. Well, that's right. That becomes a little bit complicated, but yeah, more or less. Well, at least let's say that the Isser itself doesn't become, the Heter doesn't become Isser Atzma. So now he's saying like this. But what about Klipa? Why is Klipa not an Isser Basar B'Cholav? Let's say it poured boiling hot milk over meat. Right? So we say it's Mevashel Kadei Klipa. It's Mevashel Kadei Klipa. So why isn't that Klipa? He said you will not have Basar B'Cholav Midaraisa in a Klipa. Even though it's heat. I mean, it's true. There is a machlokas rishonim, right? If iwer from a klibishon is a vashal kadei klipa, like on Shabbos, you have the question. We're machmer on Shabbos. We don't pour from a kli rishon onto something else because it's mevashal kadei klipa, right? But he's saying that by basar b'cholav you would never say that. By basar b'cholav you would not say that. Why? He tries to bring his right because of Derech Bishul. So he says, "Vimutu midaraisa." Now, according to the Ran, midaraisa you could have a cheeseburger. Of course, there's no Bishul. Not being mevashal them together. It's just hot meat with milk on top. Right? It would not be Bishul. It would be tzli. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. I know there's machlokas in the Rishonim. There's machlokas. If tzli creates basar b'cholav, sounds like he's saying not. Because if you really hold Sli is only Kedei Netila, it's also not Bishul. He holds his Dafka the Derech Bishul. He holds it's not the Eruv Tam to eat. That's not what creates, that's not the definition of Bishul. What's the definition of Bishul? We need a definition of Bishul here now. The definition of Bishul is going to have to, he's saying the definition of Bishul is going to take into account a complete tarobes of the two entities. Right? A complete unification. It's the process of cooking, right? Where the ta'amim that's completely ma'arev the ta'amim. I would be loose on the definition, but therefore he's saying that is the ma'isa. That's the ma'isa that creates bas b'cholov. That's the process that creates bas b'cholov. You can't do that in a half measure. You can't say that a kedei kalipa is like a little bit of a process of bishul. You understand? It's not the process at all. It might have, in a limited sense, a similar effect that bishul has in the entire chatifa. But intrinsically, it's a different process. So since derech bishul asra Torah. Right, derech bishul asra Torah. It means it only creates, and that's a chiddush. That's what Rava said. It's a chiddush. You can't ask. You can't say. You can't try to extend the chiddush. The chiddush is it's only a derech bishul. Right, it's not through soaking. It's not through malicha. It's not through any other process. Any other processes that are ma'ariv tam. It's dafka derech bishul. So he holds. Derech Bishul is a unification of two entities via a certain tziruf. But you can't say that occurs on a klipa. The klipa is not a chefza. The klipa is not an entity. You understand? So it's not the process of tziruf that creates the... it's not the process of tziruf that the Torah is asserin. Basa B'cholav arrives... Basa B'cholav is created through a certain tziruf of bishul, and the phenomenon of klipa is a surface phenomenon. It's not a process that includes the entire chatifa. So there's no. It's not the right mitzaref of the. There's no tziruf at all. It's not the tziruf at all. Not the tziruf a little bit. It's not the tziruf at all because it's not the process. Of bishul, so you have nothing midraisa. So therefore, he answers the question of the klipas and the neinachanami. That first klipa is usser, and every fiber of that first klipa is isser atzma. Right? If he held from chaticha nasavela, and it would usser the next klipa ad infinitum. Right? That's your question. It would keep going. Right? The only way you can get out of it is to say. That this simply is not included in the gezeirah of chaticha nasas devela, because the isser chaticha nasas devela is an extension of basa b'cholav, and it's only in the cases where you would have basa b'cholav itself, and there's no phenomenon of basa b'cholav outside of bishul, and bishul is a tziruf of two entities uniting them through an eruv tam. But a klipa is not that process. Any process that relates to the klipa is not that process. It's not a process of bishul at all. And that also removes the problem of malicha. He doesn't have to work out that. He doesn't have to have his strange ukimta that it destroys the dam. You say it's malicha. Malicha is not vashal. Malicha is not bishul. Right? So he works. That's the way he works it out. Right? Now he has to take the approach that he takes as his ikr, that the meaning of chaticha nasas avela is that the chefza becomes iser, that the heter becomes iser. So that's going to force him to limit the application of the principle itself. And he holds it worked out very well with a natural svara of chaticha nasas avela b'shari surim as stemming from basa b'cholav itself. It's not a deraisa on its own. So then it works out that. That idea of basa b'cholav coming from chaticha nasas avela, coming from shari surim, works through that it won't apply in the case of the Malicha and Klipa. And that resolves his problem of the Heter becoming Isser Atzma and extending in those cases. But what's going to be a problem for him? Let's just review our facts. What is going to be a problem for him? He cannot learn the Mishnah the way Tosos is learning the Mishnah. Right? It's going to come out. He cannot learn the Mishnah the way Tosos is learning the Mishnah, because that's going to be a big problem. What do you do with the Gemara? I did the Torah, the Lifla, Elaim, Elo Nier, Elo Kisa Klal, Mifla Bola, Mifla Bola. That's going to be a big problem according to him. Right? Because he doesn't care about the taste of the milk, right? So you can't learn the case in the Mishnah like Tosis did. That unless you're menaer, nothing's going to happen, right? Now, so the Ran, to add to the complexity over here, right? The Ran is saying that what the Gemara says, mivla bola, mifla lo polat. That is basically a statement of Efshlo Softo Mutter. Right? But if you held Efshlo Softo as Asr, you would never say such a thing. Right? Because we don't care about the plate of the Asr. Tosus, on the other hand, is saying that even if you hold Efshlo Softo as still Asr, that's still going to be a true statement. Right, which is difficult. So then what's the difference between Asr and Softo as Mutter? Now, according to Tosos, the question of Efshel Softo of Mutter or Asr is a question of only reducing the Shi'urim to the position where they no longer where they no longer could cause Isser. That's the way Tosos knows Efshel Softo is Asr or Mutter. It's a question of when you're altering the shirum of the tarovas, right? That's a svar. You're saying efshel sochto. If you hold efshel sochto is asr. The only difference between efshel sochto asr and mutter, according to Tosfos, is if you could squeeze enough out of the original chaticha to get the iser below nesinas tam, will that matter anymore? You understand? The way we were defining him yesterday. But that's the way he's going to have to learn the pshat in Efshel Softo. And it's good according to him, because it's Efshel Softo, he can never really squeeze all of it out. That's an impossibility. He can never squeeze it all out, so it means to say you can remove enough of the Isser from the Chaticha to reduce it below a Nesinas Tam. So is it the old substantial or whatchamacallit? Efficient cause question. Right. Now, is the tam of the tar, is the nesinas tam the substance of the iser? If there's no tam, then it's mutter? Or is that just what fixes the shame tarovas? But once it's fixed, it's fixed. Right? That's the way he learns efshel sochto asr and mutter. But it's a question within the framework of tarovas itself. But therefore, the Gemara says later, if you undo the entire tarovas, there's nothing to talk about. Right? The Ran is learning differently. He's learning Efshel Softo means that they become Isser Atzma. It doesn't matter anymore that they're together. They actually become Isser. Independent Isserim. It's not now an Isser of a Nisarib. It's an Isser of Basar and it's an Isser of Cholav. So if that's what Efshel Softo means, then you could never say Mivla Bola Mifla Lo Polet. Lamai Nafkamina. Who cares? Especially if you hold the right? So therefore he has to learn that the question of Efshel Softo Asr and Mutter is whether the Isser is fixed or not. Right? Or whether you can learn that once you remove the Tam, then the Isser is undone. Undo the cause, the Isser is undone. So therefore he's going to have to learn Pshat in the Gemara later, and when it says Mivla Bola, Miflo Pola, that was if you hold Efshel Softo's Mutter. It's basically a statement of Efshel Softo's Mutter. No, according to Tosfos, the Tarovus is fixed. The shame of the Tarovus is fixed. If this Tarovus has a shame Isser, that's fixed. But once you undo the Tarovus, you're okay. According to the Ran, Efshel Softo Asr means the Chatichos independently have a shame Isser, even if they're no longer Nesariv.
Mm-hmm. wants to become the Tarovis Isser, then it retains that shame.
That's right. That's why he learns his dafka like Basar B'cholov, where there's Isser Atzma on each side. Isser Atzma on each side. Tosus holds, I mean, it comes out really, if you go deeper, it comes out that according to Tosfos, the Isser of Basar B'cholov is a little different than the Isser of Basar B'cholov according to the Ran, right? According to Tosfos, it's Basar V'cholov that's Asser. Right? That's another old question. Is it Basar B'cholov or is it Basar V'cholov? It's just confusing which side is which sometimes. But Basar V'cholov could mean that they have to have them both. And what's the Isser? The Isser is to have Basar and Cholov, meaning a Tarovas. That's the way Tosus is learning. Now, without the shame of Basar V'cholov, there's no Isser. There's no Isser. The only question is, can you be koveya the shame of Basar V'cholov permanently based on the initial shame Isser of the Tarovas? Once you have a Basar V'cholov of Isser, then it's always a Basar V'cholov of Isser. As long as it's a Basar V'cholov, right? But if it's a Basar alone, then the Isser is gone. Right? But the Ran seems to be learning it's Basar B'cholov. Meaning, say what? That, a little loose, right? That the Isser is Basar that was with Cholov, that was affected by Cholov, that was qualified by Cholov. Once it was qualified by Cholov, wherever it goes, it's still Asr. Right. Well, they both have an efficient cause aspect of it. Don't put it that way. It has to do with whether the Isser is Basar that was joined with Cholov, or if it's this combination of Basar and Cholov together, that's Asr. You're right. It is an efficient cause issue. You're right. But I don't want to use that because they both have an element of that. But you're right. You're right to think of it that way. In other words, once they were mixed, then they become Isser themselves. Once they were mixed, they become Isser themselves. That's like Kilaya Karim is like that. No? Kilaya Karim is like that. Once the chitim was grown in the vineyard, right, you can take the chitim out of the vineyard, but you can never take the vineyard out of the chitim. That's it. It's over. Once it was grown in the vineyard, it becomes Isser. It becomes Isser. It's a type of chitim. It's a type of chitim. It was chitim that was in the vineyard. That's fixed. It's not an Isser of eating them to while it's together. It's qualified with being together once they were grown together. You could say Basar B'cholov, the same thing. That once it was Mavushal, was this meat Mavushal with milk? That's it. That's the milk. That's the meat that's Asr. It goes on its merry way without the milk. Doesn't matter. Still is the milk. It still is the meat that was Asr. Right? That's a Basar B'cholov. So really, I mean, at the bottom, at the very, very bottom, that's going to be the difference between these two shitas, no? Because Tosfos never envisions an Isser of Basar B'cholov unless there's a shame of a Basar V'cholov together. Even according to the most stringent shita of Efshel Soflo is Asr, he holds, if you could remove the Taroves, it would go back to Heter. And the Ran disagrees. Once Basar was Mevushal B'cholov, that itself creates a new Heftza of Basar. A new Isser of Basar. An Isser of Basar. And even if it separates, that would be Asr. If he held Efshel Soflo as Asr. Point it around. Right. So according to Tosfos, Efshel Soflo Asr means what? Let's get this a little bit more. Means what? Means that when there's an iser that comes from a shameness arev, from the taroves, then once the taroves is, as once this taroves has a shame iser, the shame iser will adhere to any all stages of this taroves, even stages where it's very, very watered down. As long as there is the existence of the taroves, the shame of that iser exists. Okay, that is what? That's Efshel Softo's awesome. And Efshel Softo Mutter is saying that what? The taroves is going to revert to heter if the initial conditions if the conditions that create iser don't exist. But both of those sides are assuming that basar v'cholov is an iser of basar and cholov together. And it really is an iser of taroves. That's like the underlying assumption of the whole Tosfos, that the iser of basar of a cholov is an iser of a taroves. So now the whole question of chaticha nasa nevela is determining the taroves, determining, fixing the shame of the taroves, right? According to the Ran, basar b'cholov is not an iser of taroves. The oser is bishul. What creates the iser is bishul, but then they're independent. But then they're independent, right? So one second. So his Efshel Softo Usher side is clear. His Efshel Softo Mutter side is a little hard though, right? According to him, his Efshel Softo Mutter side is going to be a little hard.
Why?
Because how could you undo it? How could you undo it? How could you undo it?
Once you grab that
up,
according to the Ran.
If it doesn't say Efshel Softo Mutter is still Usher?
So he's going to have to say Efshel Softo Mutter. He's going to have to say that the question of Efshel Softo Asur or Mutter is really a question in Basar B'cholov. Right? It's really a question in Basar B'cholov. That's why his whole Chaticha Nasat Nevela stems from whatever we say about Basar B'cholov. So that's what he's saying over here. He's saying, when the Gemara says, Mivla Bola Miflo Polat, that was when it was talking about Basar B'cholov and assuming that there's an Efshel Softo Mutter, and therefore all we care about is the shame of being this of the Basar being this Arev V'Cholov. Go ahead, let's finish it up.
Aval Mai?
I don't know. Right, so now when it says Mivla Bola Mifla Lo Polat, it was talking about a quantum that would asa. It's not saying like Tosos. It's not saying like Tosos that it doesn't give any time of the cholov. Because that he holds is illogical. That he holds is unfounded. To say that the issue will spread through a gasa, through one giant piece, but not go from one thin chaticha to another chaticha. So what did the Gemara mean? Nivla bola miflo polat. It didn't mean that no milk is going to transfer. It means not enough milk is going to transfer. If there's only one drop on one chaticha, it can't be that enough milk is going to transfer to the rest of the kedera. You understand what he's saying? He's it's not mivla bola mifla lo polat. It's mivla bola mifla lo polat pleita ha'oseres. You understand? It's very interesting. I mean, see, that's where he has to give up. He has to sacrifice a little bit of precision in the words of the Gemara. According to Tosfos, the statement is absolute. Mivla bola miflo polat. Nothing is polate. According to him, it doesn't really mean nothing is polate. It means nothing that we really care about is polate. Right? Lo polta pleta oseras. Huh? But it's an unnecessary ukimta for him to say, and he doesn't like the fact that you can know such a thing. Doesn't like the fact that you can claim to know such a thing. That's an unfounded claim. To know that the milk will definitely not go from one chaticha to the next. Go ahead. So he says, so he wants to leave it loose. Maybe it won't go. And even if it does go, it won't be enough. Right? He doesn't want to say that the Gemara is saying firmly that we know for sure no milk goes from chaticha to chaticha. That the Ramban says, that's divri nevius. How could the so you have to be like a navi to know such a thing? Go ahead.
Avalamai demaskina and efshar lusoto aser efshar da afilu b'shelo niar klal v'lo kisak klal amirinan de kivan sheguf heter shel chaticha zu nase iser nase iser oseras kol chaticha spulam v'nishen mina.
Right, but according to the way the maskana comes out, the chaticha is nasas nevela, then it wouldn't matter if you mixed the pot at all. Right, so apparently he still agrees with that position, with the Lechus idea. Lefigach Nir and Divrei Rashi says that's how the way Rashi learned. She's amazing. That's what Rashi was packing into that Rashi. That one Rashi, he was packing this whole thing in. Because he says that Rav is just explaining what Isser in the Mishnah means. Right? Rav is just explaining what Isser in the Mishnah means. But according to that, it means that Rashi held that once the Basar becomes Asser, the Tam of the Basar itself is Isser. Right? You see that clearly from Rashi now. Now you look back with the knowing all the issues, see that's exactly what Rashi was trying to tell you. That once the Chaticha becomes Asser, even though you're not Menayer the Kedera, everything else will be Asser. Because Rashi held, that's what Efshar L'Sof to Asser and Chaticha Nasavela means. That once the Chaticha becomes Asser, there's certainly not enough Tam and the Cholov to go and ask everything else. But you don't need it. It's the Tam of the Chaticha itself now that becomes Asser. Right? There is one small possibility. Okay, this is probably what's bothering you, Chaim. There is one possibility, though. Afraid to even mention it right now. There is one possibility, though. Maybe Rashi holds like this. What if Rashi holds that when you drop the milk onto the chaticha, the milk and the basar will go to the rest of the pot? Aye, but we said earlier that if that's the case, then why should the chaticha be the shear of the tarovas? Why isn't the whole pot the shishim? But it's possible that is exactly what he argued with. It's possible that that's what Rashi disagrees with. It's possible that Rashi holds you fix the tarovas based on the chaticha, not just anywhere that the tam was spread. So it could be that the tam will spread beyond this chaticha. But in terms of defining the initial isser, you define it based on the chaticha. We'll see.